We are on the series Discernment, Distinguishing Between Spirits. Listen, ESP versus HSP. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. There's probably going to be about 15 sessions and MP3s in this series that we're doing. Now listen, it's an urgent thing, depending on who you are and where you are listening. In the United States, all across Europe, the vast New Age movement by probably 200-400 million have been influenced by planos, or seducing spirits. There is an alternative spiritual movement prophesied by Christ, by the Word of God, and specifically given in Timothy, 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 1. Now, I don't know if you've read that lately, but it's a good verse to memorize. It simply says, and listen, depending on your background, because I know that remote viewers and New Agers and psychics and others listen, Satanists and even Luciferians will listen to this, and that's great. I urge you to engage and listen. I challenge you to, because I care about your soul, your life, as valuable before God. Well, that's echoed at the cross where Christ gave his life. There's a reason for that, and the Spirit of God, uncreated, eternal, he's called the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, the Eternal Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ. He's the author of the Scripture. He comes to reveal Christ. All of the writers of Scripture, all 40 of them, knew that they were being guided by the Spirit of God. Now, the Spirit of God has the attributes of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence. You've got to understand the infinite nature of God the Holy Spirit. When studying in 1 Corinthians, and I hope that you are a studier, a researcher, and if you're simply a spiritual quester and you're looking, you're searching, then an honest search, because I'm telling you the Spirit of God is searching for you. I will have no bones about it. Listen, the Spirit of God is trying to tilt your understanding, your heart, your face towards Christ and towards the message of God. Now listen, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, this primary revelation that we're going to read is given to you. And you and I are to take this, and I would suggest that you memorize Scripture. You are memorizing the language of the Holy Spirit. You are memorizing what has been grapha, the writings that are living, that are active, that are animated with, well, with the very Spirit of God. And I'm going to acknowledge that in this verse alone, that there are other spiritual writings all over the place. More than ever in history do we have other books that have been inspired by spirits. I mean, Alice Bailey, one of the major, major foundational writers of the New Age movement, influencing probably hundreds of millions, 21 volumes of books, the externalization of the hierarchy, the reappearance of the Christ, many other things. She confesses, and all those who read her know, that it was a spirit, the Tibetan unascended master, here we may say planos, or even, Ephesians 6, cosmocrator. But primarily, here in 1 Timothy 4:1, the idea of planos, it literally means an imposter. An imposter. A seducer, a deceiver. Now, finite fallen spirits, let me give you the nature and the will of them and the evidence of their work. Let me just say it in two things. Finite fallen spirits, you can call them demons, you can call them, you know, unclean spirits in some cases. But here, deceiving spirits, planos, spirits. Finite, fallen, in opposition to God, within them, like Satan himself, the fallen cherub, utterly spiritually dark, with not one iota of truth dwelling within them. This all occurred in the heavenlies, in the great insurrection and rebellion. This is the origin of radical and lethal evil. It's where deception, temptation, seduction, and all this comes from. Now, I'm going to share with you that there is clearly an agenda that God has in bringing his love to us, his call to us. The scriptures declare that God summons all peoples everywhere to come to change, metanoia, to turn around and come and find God. That's the invitation of God. Matter of fact, the Bible teaches that God is, by the Holy Spirit, searching globally and seeking to draw and call and bring every single human being into a immediate, dynamic relationship, personal relationship with God through Christ, with the gift of eternal life and all that comes with it. Now, there's another agenda. For a lot of believers in Christ out there, you know that God has an agenda, a mission, his will. You've got to understand, again, those same biblical writings tell us of the agenda, the will, the mission that Satan and that kingdom has. The Bible talks about the prince of the power of the air, the spirit, referring to the fallen cherub, Satan, who is now at work, supernaturally operative, in those who do not have the Spirit of God, who do not have Christ, who do not know God. Their spirits are dead to God, but they can be alive to other spirits. And there is a spiritual agenda to bring the most unprecedented seduction, deception, and alternatives among us right now as never before in human history. Now, I've said this again and again and again. I base it on the biblical prophecy, the Spirit of God's revelation of what's going to happen. See, finite spirits, number one, they cannot and they will not reveal God, reveal the real Christ, reveal the real depth and power of biblical revelation, the Spirit of God's revelation. New Agers should understand that if you believe Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, and David Spangler, and many other writers, and you believe that spirits guided them, well, at least understand and acknowledge that the Spirit of God, as acknowledged by the writers and others, has guided the writers, and the Bible is inspired by the Spirit of God. Let alone the fact the Bible has greater archaeology, you know, as far as that which attests to it, the archaeological support, historical, the manuscript support, is beyond any other ancient manuscript. It's a human phenomenon. It really is. The Bible really is. But on the other side, it is inspired by, it is preserved by, it has been disseminated by the Spirit of God. The same thing's true of, well, they call it here, didache of demonoia, demons. The teachings, the inspired writings that come from planos spirits. Finite spirits in all of those writings, whether it's Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, David Spangler, and many hundreds of other authors at this point. In every single case, the spirits that guide them cannot and will not reveal God, reveal Christ, reveal biblical truth cleanly, clearly, and without confusion. It's not in their nature, and it's definitely not in their will, so they cannot reveal. Secondly, you've got to understand that they cannot and will not lead you to God, lead you to Christ, lead you to the dynamic interrelationship with the Word of God. They can't, and they won't, because they're in opposition. And that's a third point. These finite planos spirits, or if you read Ephesians 4 or 6, chapter 6, you're going to read about the principalities and powers, the cosmocrators, the spiritual forces in the heavenly realms. You're going to realize there is a spiritual grid around the earth, in the atmosphere around us, packed with spiritual activity. And, you can call them extra-dimensional entities if you want. But they are the cosmocrators. They are the planos spirits that have been guiding people like Alice Bailey and many others. Now, the difficulty here now, that includes The Course in Miracles and many other books. So I have no problem acknowledging that the Course in Miracles and all those other writings and all the New Age writings, many if not most of them, have spiritual inspiration. They're guided by supernatural spirits. But they are guided by finite, fallen, what is called here, planos spirits. They cannot reveal God, His nature, His attributes, Christ, who He really is, and the Bible, because they're not in fellowship with God, Christ. They had no part in the Scriptures. And you got to understand their nature. They're opposed to, and they're part of an agenda. And that's the third point in their agenda. They are in opposition to God in every single way. Satan is. He's an adversary of God. And if you don't understand the idea of an adversary and of deceiving spiritual presence in the world, then you're negating the totality of Scripture. From Genesis 3 to the very end, there is massive, accurate, infallible, detailed information on the origins of evil, the nature of evil, the methodology of evil, of this radical living presence, and also of the agenda. I've called it the sequence of satanic evolution. It's not as though these dark spirits are there just to tantalize people and seduce them into little crazed orgies all over the place, although that occurs. You don't understand sometimes the massive global agenda. Out of the atmosphere around us, not out of the heavens in the sense of where God dwells and so forth, that dimension. They are in the dimension of the immediate eros, the atmosphere around the planet. Some have called that the living brain, the global mind, a conscious universe, the field. And they're correct. There's energy, presence, something living there. What they're not correct, because they don't have the Spirit of God to discern, is that this is the place of ancient, but current, and future. Massive, this is where the origin of deception, this is the nature that's within them. This is a place of, massive, horrific, and may I say to you right now, and I hope you're listening, lethal deception. And the seduction of your heart, mind, and soul. The Holy Spirit of God has revealed in 2 Corinthians 4:4 the God, small g, of this age, eon, this time period, has blinded the mind. See the word blinded in 2 Corinthians 4:4. Shrouded the mind. There's an activity, a living spiritual activity. It involves deception, seduction, preoccupation, distraction. It's like layers of an onion covering. Hearts and minds that are open to those supernatural spiritual experiences. They're real, but they're lethal and they're wrong. They don't lead to God, Christ, or the Scriptures. They lead away from or give twisted, alternative, and in every single case, diminished views of God, of Christ, and of Scripture. Very vital for you to understand discernment. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, God the Holy Spirit has taken up residence inside you. Check out Romans chapter 8. You know that's what it's all about. The Spirit of God bears witness with your spirit that you're a child of God. If you have not the Spirit of Christ dwelling in you, you are none of His. That's what the Word of God says. Romans 8. How do you get the Spirit of God on the inside? Believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive Him as Lord and Savior, and you'll be given the gift of God, the Holy Spirit, to dwell inside, to conquer the sin code, Satan's ownership, and all the darkness. Bring forgiveness. Bring you into instantaneous and eternal personal relationship with God. You might say you know the other experiences are real. So do I. That's where I used to be. But I also know on this side of the fence, the experience of Christ, the power of the Spirit of God, and the life of God in me and what's to come is real. I've been on this side of the fence for over 35 years. God is awesomely real. Christ is radiantly real, as all of Scripture says, God in human flesh, dwelt for a while among us, died and shed his blood on the cross for a reason. And listen, that word really is for New Agers that are listening. Because I believe by the infinite, omniscient, omnipresent Spirit of God, you may have been drawn into this supernatural encounter to be warned. And I would trust that God the Holy Spirit would be operating on you to draw you out of darkness, spiritual darkness and deceit, into spiritual aletheia, truth, reality. Don't you want God himself living in you? Don't you want to know that you're going to have the gift of indestructible immortality and see God face to face? Right now it can happen. You may have believed the other writings and then experienced the spirits that guided those writings. Now it's time to chuck all of that and believe Christ as the Word of God says, Savior and Lord. And when you do, you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit that inspired the Word of God, that exalts Christ, that seeks you, that summons you, will come into your life on the inside, a new birth, a transformation from the inside out, not by finite fallen spirits, but by God, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living Christ. Well, let me go into this session number 5 that we're on. This is all about, well, planos spirits. It's all about the gift, the charismatic gifting. Because if you're a believer in Christ and you have God the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, if you read, and I urgently, urgently ask every believer in Christ, anyone else also, study thoroughly 1 John chapters 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. It is a book that packs you with discerning abilities. It's a book that is inspired by the Spirit of God to reveal what is false. It comes to show the difference between light and darkness, the spirit of error, the spirit of truth. It tells us to test the spirits to see whether they're from God. It tells us that greater is God, the one, God the Holy Spirit, who's in us than the one, referring to Satan and demons, that is in the world. So as a believer, megdala, greater, the infinite, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, God the Holy Spirit has been given to you, dwelling in you. And again, study Romans 8 to know some of the depth of the work of the Spirit. Ask God to fill and clothe you and seek to be completely saturated fully with the Spirit of God. And what will really help you is if you'll take 1 John, all 5 chapters, and just immerse yourself. Let me ask you a question. Did you know the word K-N-O-W? No. K-N-O-W is used about 35, 36 times. Gnosko, to know something experientially and to know it real and well. This is how we know that we have come to know Christ. Well, it'll tell you right there in 1 John. And so you will read that word K-N-O-W over 35 times. And the last couple of times, actually 2 times in chapter 5 when it talks about prayer, a different Greek word for K-N-O-W is used, hoida, the idea of factual, intuitive. I mean, like right now we just know factually, whether you experience it at first or not, you know that it's true. And that's all about that if you pray, you know, if you approach God and you pray anything according to his will, he akuo, he hears you, he hearkens to you. And if you know that he hears you, you also, hoida, factually know that you'll get the answers. So it's all about confidence. Everything the Spirit of God gives in Scripture is the word of life, the word of grace, the word of power, the word of faith. It'll bring, it will lift up your faith to trust and experience all that God has said and all that God said he would do. So I want to encourage you through the series. I mean, read it, 100 times through. Study it, memorize it. They're living words that God wants to get into you. Matter of fact, one of those scriptural words is in 1 John, I write this to you, because of those who are trying to lead you astray. You're going to find all through there that this is all written to give you discernment, to give you equipping to know the difference between, and it says how to recognize, how to experientially recognize and know the difference between the spirit of error, and by the way, there is a spirit of error, and the spirit of truth. Both operating, both with an agenda, God the Holy Spirit seeks to bring every human being to the living Christ of the cross and bring salvation, bring God's indwelling and God's gift. But the other side, which the Bible calls the spirit of error, is going to be out there with a massive agenda. It is the inspiration behind every iota of globalism, behind the rise of the Antichrist. Now, Luciferians and deep traditional Satanists know this. Most New Agers are so mesmerized by the spiritual energy of the Planos spirits and the spiritual experiences that they have given them that they even think they're part of an agenda to bring some kind of new order to the world. The spirits that guided Alice Bailey and others have laid out the sequential agenda of how to bring and even try to weaken, seduce, and replace the actual spiritual body of Christ, the church that Jesus came to found. So it's very important in the most spiritually supernatural ramped up time in history to know the difference. It's spiritually important because it involves truth and error. It involves one side revealing and hiding and holding back nothing. It involves the other side in its very nature bringing masquerade seduction. On the one side, the Spirit of God comes to bring us to Christ, to life, to eternal life, to God. On the other side, the Planos spirits, the fallen finite ones, seek to preoccupy and then use individuals in another agenda that involves replacing God, Christ, and Scripture. One involves the gift of eternal life and the absolute, indestructible gift of coming and being in heaven or being in the kingdom of God. The other, obviously, hell. And again, it involves a choice. God's message, God's revelation, or the spirits, the finite, fallen, and the didache of daemonia. And that's going to be a choice. And you may have made a choice now. And if your choice is to embrace the Planos spirits, the power demons, and all that, well, listen, you reap what you sow. And if that's your choice, that's your choice. I would beg you as a human being, come out of it. Come to Christ. The real Christ of Isaiah, Matthew, and all of Scripture. The angels of God worship the living Christ as God and Savior and Lord. The demons feared. All of Old Testament prophets pointed to, and all of New Testament apostles pointed back, and the living, breathing, speaking scriptures are trying to speak and bring into your life the revelation of God. Now, that involves choice. God summons you to come. You will have to make that choice. If you've made that and you've come and you know Christ, well then, let's talk about not only that God has given you the Spirit of God and the Word of God, both which I've already done sessions on, to give you massive Holy Spirit discernment, Holy Spirit ability. You now have the ability inside of you, the Spirit of God. Check out 1 Corinthians 2. You've been given the Spirit of God so that you can understand, that you can know the massive revelation that God has given. The Spirit of God reveals all of what God is, what God says, what God is and will be doing. On the other hand, when people receive finite fallen spirits, they're revealing their stuff, their agenda, their purposes. From beginning to end, steeped, though, in deception. The promise in the Luciferian and New Age spirits that have given those foundations are this. They are a spiritual evolution to deity. This is what was said in Genesis 3. This is the core Luciferian doctrine. Real Luciferians believe it. New Agers are now believing it as it's spoken in different forms, that they will have an evolution of human consciousness and that they will come to a whole new age with a new spiritualized humanity. Now, the finite cannot make you infinite. Satan can't do it himself. So it's vital to understand the promise was a lie in the beginning. The promise is a lie right now. It always ends in destruction, as it did in the beginning. It will in the end. So it's up to you now as a believer in Christ and those that are listening to really get a hold of discernment by the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God, by your experience, by the gift. We're going to talk about the gift today. You can find this gifting, charismata, this gifting of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12. You can read about apostles and prophets and evangelists and teachers and so forth, and gifts of word of knowledge and word of wisdom and tongue languages and giving and healings and so forth. As a matter of fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, you have a mention of three gifts. The gift of miracles, well actually four, the gift of miracles, the gift of prophecy, the gift of discerning spirits, the gift of tongues, actually five now, the gift of interpretation. So in one verse, five of those charismata, giftings, given by the Spirit of God to the body of Christ, and I urge you to read it in context of the entire chapter 12 for the common good. But this is Holy Spirit coming from God, abilities to see and cause miracles, abilities to give words from God, prophecy, abilities to speak in another language that you did not have, with the idea of an interpretation, giving the word into the language of the people to understand. Now we'll get into those giftings. We have a course out right now going over deep definitions, 1 hour definitions over each one of those. Right here we're just going to simply go over the gift of distinguishing. Now it's from the Greek word diakrisis. Diakrisis. Diakrisis means, well, you know what it means? It has the idea of making a judgment. It has the idea of discernment, distinguishing. See, every single believer, we're told in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we have, by the Holy Spirit, by Christ dwelling in you, the power to discern. You grow deeper in the Lord, you discern more. You grow deeper in knowledge of the Word of God, you're able to distinguish and discern even more. So we all have the gift of God, the Holy Spirit. Let me say, in contrast, just the gift of God dwelling in you, the Holy Spirit, is beyond anything. Truly, really is, beyond anything the New Age spirits have offered. They're real but finite. ESP, extrasensory perception, telekinesis, clairvoyance, many of the other operating workings, even, listen, among Satanists and others, they can speak in tongues. By demon spirits, they can by demon spirits distinguish whether you're a Christian or not. By demon spirits, they can see into the demon world. They can see and many times the demons show them, well, again, deception, the dead and things like that. They show them deception. That whole realm, they hold the power of seduction and deception. And those who have those spirits, not having the Spirit of God to aid them, cannot see through the masquerade. They have nothing to perceive through. When the masquerade, like the Bible says, and New Agers hate this when you quote it, but when the Bible says that Satan himself can masquerade as an angel of light, many New Agers, many remote viewers, many psychics have encountered angels or beings or translucent spirits of light. Again, if it's a finite spirit, they cannot, will not reveal, lead you to God, Christ, or the Bible. They oppose all of that. They will lead you in another agenda, another mission. If it's a real angel from God, just like in the book like in Matthew or like in the look in all of the book of Acts, every time an angel comes. Real angels of God confess Christ as Emmanuel, as Savior, as Messiah. They worshiped him as God. So the real angels of God are serving. They are the angels of God that are serving and here to protect and guard and guide and help. Now, the demonic side masquerades, presents, they are literally posers, but they are real. And they have real abilities and powers to give people who don't have anything else to distinguish. That's why you're going to be needed. As a believer in this age, you need to understand the depth of the need of this gift for your sake, for the body of Christ, and for a lost world. Let me say it again. For your sake, the body of Christ, and for the world as a whole. If you and I are living in the most unprecedented time of spiritual supernatural deception, with the facts of biblical revelation telling us that it will only get worse, the deception, the seduction, the imposter, the supernatural signs, wonders, miracles, they will become stronger, broader, more numerous. They, you know, by the time we get to the Antichrist, we are dealing with the pinnacle of them coming through the veil, through the gateways, through the doorways, and bringing the most seductive, deceiving time in world history. Now, why is it? Can they just deceive everybody? Listen, the Bible says concerning people that people perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. It involves who you open the door to. Open the door to God, the Holy Spirit. You find Christ, His power, His love, forgiveness, His living presence coming in, the fire of God, the gift of eternal life, promises of seeing God face to face. You listen and open up to the other spirits, you're going to find a shrouding, you're going to find experiences, you're going to find pulling further and further away, you're going to find alternative revelations of God, Christ, and the Bible, and of the end of history. Which are you going to choose? I've never met a remote viewer in all of the writings, or of a few that I've met personally, that has clearly said they are born again of the Spirit of God, that they know Jesus, they know Christ, they know God the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of them. In every case so far, of all the leaders and writers, videos, materials, audios, and those I've engaged, not one confesses the living, real Christ as Savior or has God the Holy Spirit. Now they do have other things going on. They do have, clearly, a presence and power. Now, they say it's all human. It's human capacity. And, well, they call it the Akashic Records or the Hall of Records or a spiritual field or whatever, is allowing or is tapping into them. That they basically are going passive, in the simplest terms, passive, and allowing something from the outside to tap in and give them enhanced, beyond normal human ability. Now, they claim it is human, but in every case, every writing, they're relying on suprahuman enhancement. And I'm saying boldly and clearly for your sake, that enhancement is deceptive, leading you away from God, away from Christ, away from the gift of God, and further into the agenda, that sequence of Luciferic evolution. That is deadly, my friends. That is deadly. When you read again in 1 Corinthians, as we've been looking at, chapter 12, verse 10, the diakrisis, this gift of distinguishing. Now, how's that different from every believer that has the Holy Spirit and has the call in the Word of God, even the Holy Spirit's Word, test the spirits, discern things. Don't be deceived. Don't let anybody lead you astray. That's what the Spirit of God says to every believer. The more you know and walk with the Lord, the more you know and realize, you know, what it is to be filled and clothed with the Spirit of God, and the more you know and experience the use of the Word of God, you will become an incredible discerner. And you'll have to do something about it. Now, the gift is simply having an extra level of enhancement in this area. That's all. The gift, if you have the gift, part of the evidences of having the charismatic gift of distinguishing spirits, you're able to look at writings, see signs, wonders, or miracles, listen to a person speaking, observe an individual, and have almost an immediate sense that it is either from the Holy Spirit or it is not. That includes, again, writings, dreams, visions, supernatural experiences, listening to speakers, listening to audios. You know, all of this is included. Even seeing an individual that is spiritually empowered or enhanced. Distinguishing of spirits will give you an instant sense of knowing, is this of the Holy Spirit or is it demonic? You'll be able to identify. And you'll be able to look with clarity to say, you know what, this. Because this heightened ability, this charismatic, it's kind of a focusing of the power of making, scrutinizing, discernment, judgment on a spiritual basis. The Holy Spirit enables you to literally have a sense of instantaneous recognition that a writing, a dream or vision, a spiritual experience, a speaker, whatever it may be, whether it is authored by God the Holy Spirit or of a demonic, seducing, planos spirit. If you have the gift of distinguishing spirits, discerning spirits, then you're going to have this. You can walk into your service and maybe all of a sudden you look over and you distinguish, or somebody has given a word or somebody has said something, or you see a new person over in the corner and you get a check instantly. You look over and inside you, you're just saying, this is not of God. This, there is an operating demonic presence. Now I'm going to tell you what to do with that in a moment. It enables you to discern the demonic, the fraud, the false teaching, things like that. Anything that is coming from the inspiration of demonic. Demonic presence, demonic enhancements, demonic writings, demonic experiences. That's happened many times when I've had people walk into the office. Even before they sat down and began to speak, it's like this instantaneous awareness of the kind of demonic presence in them. Its function. You might know instantly the function. Sometimes even the name of the demon spirit. And that's part of what outs them and brings it to a power encounter. So I want to say to those believers in Christ, and I would say, as the scripture says, eagerly desire spiritual gifts. I would pray that God would give so many of you believers in Christ this gift right now, a manifestation of the charismatic gift of distinguishing spirits. Part of the problem of the charismatic movement in the late 70s and 80s was that a lot of things were said about healing and speaking in tongues and things like that. And even up to this day, many people are about dreams and visions and words and things and angelic visitations. But there's not a whole lot of discernment. We even have people that were on national scale and videos out there worldwide and, you know, doing all kinds of stuff down in Florida. And it's as though nobody had discernment. I mean, there were some that did, but nobody would listen. That there was a operating dark spiritual deceptive presence happening on stage in the doctrine, in the experiences, and then ultimately the ultimate fruit. So whenever there's a demonic stuff coming in, it's kind of like Peter when filled with the Spirit. Acts chapter 5 is a good picture of this. Ananias and Sapphira got together and agreed. The Bible teaches they conspired. And the Greek word there means they were going to test. They were literally conspiring to test the durability, the power of the church. And by lying, and by that lie, Satan literally entered them. Actually, the Greek word filled, they were filled. When Peter, by the Holy Spirit, says, why have you let Satan so fill your life? Literally, they allowed Satan to fill. By their agreement in the deepest, dirtiest, hidden lying, they allowed a platform for Satan to try to sneak and infiltrate into the church. As that was beginning to occur, guess what occurs? By the Spirit of God, Peter stood there, and there was a discernment instantly, probably the word of knowledge too, to say how and what they did. And he told them, How have you let, you know, he asked, why have you let Satan so, he knew Satan was coming in behind the scenes, trying to piggyback on this deep, secretive, you know, Satan has to have an avenue. He has to have a legal right. And he got those legal rights in Ananias and Sapphira. And when the judgment came down in full view of everything, obviously Satan was ousted, and his attempt at bringing deception, corruption, and infecting the early church was stopped at the door. Would to God that we would see that level of discernment and word of knowledge today. Because most of those in the church have no idea that there is a Luciferic, plotted, planned infiltration of the church. That since 1930s, from the writings of this ascended master through Alice Bailey and others, there is a demonic inspiration and teaching to teach the infiltration of the church, changing the terminology or using the same terms of the church, but changing the meaning. When the New Ager says Christ, they don't mean the Christ of Scripture. They're referring to a demon-inspired alternative Christ. Now, if you want to know what's going to happen with that, take a look at Galatians chapter 1. Anyone, even an angel, preaching a different Jesus, anathema, let them be eternally accursed. It is so deadly a deception that God seems to come with a great hammer against that deception. There is only one Christ, God in human flesh, sinless Savior, who loved us, willfully went to the cross, died there, shed his blood, rose from the dead, all in fulfillment, listen to me, to up to about 300 prophecies from the Old Testament, some, one I know of, 1,000 years in advance, many 700 out of Isaiah. And most New Agers and others that are into spiritual things, they're like, you don't even know this. You don't even know this. Infallible, perfect, prophetic precision. Born of a virgin, born in Bethlehem, betrayed by one of his own company, 30 pieces of silver, would die at the cross, would be, you know, brutalized there, Isaiah 53, would rise from the dead 1,000 years in advance. The Holy Spirit said so, Psalm chapter 16. And the Holy Spirit says, God says in Psalm chapter 2, now 3,000 years ago, about the coming of globalism and the Antichrist and the end and Armageddon. That is a warning to political leaders, military leaders. That is a warning from 3,000 years ago of the final Armageddon, the gathering. So I think it's vital that we not only have Holy Spirit, Word of God, and even experiential discernment, which we'll get into, and then look at the enhancements that God the Holy Spirit gives the believer. We need to know about the word of knowledge, word of wisdom. You know, you look in the book of Acts and the supernatural explosive nature of the church as it advanced in obedience to Christ and taking Christ everywhere. In every spiritual power encounter, the demonic and deceptive and seducing sides were confronted, outed, exposed, and expelled, and crushed. Look at chapter 8 with Philip going into Samaria. The entire city was engaged by the power of the Holy Spirit in Christ, the kingdom of God. And, well, take a look at it. You read. We only have so much time in this particular session. Listen, as you're listening to this session, I want to give you a few things. I've said that if you have the charismatic gifting, and I've even heard some that say they have this gifting. I know a few. You'll have to discern this yourself. But there are those who said they can feel demonic presence in a room. They can feel demonic presence on someone. They can feel it in an area. I'm just saying experientially, that's true of what I've, you know, experienced and felt over the years. What I've learned to do is when I feel that sense in an area of a building, on a person, some kind of assignment coming, it's like an alert. All of a sudden, look at what you're feeling or checking out and ask the Lord for, what is this? What is this? Because you're going to have to, instead of running around like, oh no, I discerned it. Because a number of people that have gotten this gifting and they were very young at it. It's like, you know, they're running around like with a, like a chicken with their head cut off. Like, whoa, no, there's a demon in the room. There's a demon in the area. There's a spirit in the city. And they don't know what to do about it. They're just running around yelling and telling everybody. Well, that doesn't do any good. Listen, discernment should lead to engagement. I'll say it again. You know, this kind of, whether again, all believers can have a power of discernment by the Holy Spirit, by the Word, whether that way or by this kind of direct, instantaneous, you know, heightened ability, the charismatic gift, if there is an immediate discernment of demonic presence in or on a person, in or on a spiritual thing that's going on around you, in a building, in an area, then there should be an immediate sense of engagement. You have the authority of Christ to trample on dark powers, to overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. You need to know this, Luke chapter 10. If you have the gift of discernment, the exciting thing is, know your authority, know the armor of God, and know that you have to instantly engage it. Instantly engage it. Check out in the book of Acts, when Paul engaged a demonized proconsul who was trying to pervert the ways of the Lord, and Paul, guided by the Spirit of God with discernment, when he said, literally, over this sorcerer, it's a sorcerer, from God's hand came a mist that blinded him in full view of everybody around. It was a power encounter. Power of God operating in Paul, the power of Satan and his presence operating in that sorcerer. And when we stand up and when we go with what the Holy Spirit shows us and we see demonic presence, feel demonic presence, see their activity, it's one thing to say that we do or even to define it or to write it down or to get more information. Sometimes I pray, God, give me more insight on this, and I'll get the sense of function, the sense of whatever. All kinds of things. You know, in prayer, you can get discernment. You can get insight. You know, Jesus gave the disciples a heads up. Satan has asked to sift you all as wheat. They didn't even know he was in the room. Jesus will give you a heads up. That's why part of your prayer time, worship, intercession, praying about yourself, sin issues, everything else, then when it says, deliver us from evil, that's when I'm like, Lord, is the enemy, has anything been sent against me? In this day in which ritual, satanic summoning of spirits and them sending them against me and against churches and against pastors and against Christians, is there any of that going on? So I can engage and do something about it. So I can clear the air. Is there any kind of oppression, attack from the enemy? Now see, if you're the kind of believer that says, well, I don't want to know anything about that. I want to hide. I want to, you know, kind of shrink down. And if I don't know about it, I won't have to do anything about it. Then you're defeated. You're going to be fruitless. You can't do a whole lot of thing, of anything. Let alone the fact in this day, you're needed to get out of that enculturation of Laodicean Christianity. You're to get up and be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. You're to be clothed with the Holy Spirit of power. You're to be bold. You're to do like Acts chapter 4, and I say this to churches, we should be praying, not 38 seconds of prayer on a Sunday morning, but at least a half hour of massive intercession in local churches everywhere. It is so incredibly insane that we don't. But let me tell you this, when it comes to that kind of discernment, engagement means, number one, remember you have the authority of Christ. And Luke's gospel, where Jesus says, I have given you, the perfect tense, it's a just bottom line, it's a permanent enablement. You have authority. I believe if you pray, even if you sense demon, if you pray and command that things be exposed, you'll find out more. The Holy Spirit, who's omnipresent, no demon can trick the Holy Spirit. Satan can't trick the Holy Spirit. So if you ask the Lord, what's going on here, what's happening here, what's the function, what's the assignment, what's going on here, that's prayer mapping it. That's kind of like, you know, asking the Holy Spirit to give you insight about what you feel is going on. And when you got clarity, and it's good to have two or three brothers with you, when you got clarity, either way, you have to pray. I'll say three things. Pray, number one, deeper, broader exposure, because demons want to stay hidden, especially around a believer. Somebody who has the Spirit of God, that they know you do. They don't want you to know. They don't want you to use your authority. So pray for greater exposure of anything demonic in your buildings, in your homes, in your cities, you know, whatever, on a person, on spiritual experiences that people are claiming. Secondly, then, command it against it, like it says in Luke. Order, command, speak against it, pray against it, ask the Lord to destroy. Remember 1 John 3:8? The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Don't forget, every demon, every ounce of the satanic agenda seeks to sever anybody from God and bring them down to hell after they've been used. I don't care if it's a New Ager, a remote viewer, a psychic, the things that they've got, the good powers of, you know, of the heavens and of the force and of energy, and that they are doing good. If all their spirituality speaks a twisted message about God, Christ, and the Bible, then it's straight from hell and will lead straight back there. It's one thing they can't do. They can't track the source and the goal of spiritual deception. The source and the goal is, well, deception that ultimately leads to destruction, eternal destruction. Anybody want to fight against that? Anybody want to stand up and say, you know what, in the name of the living Christ, I will take my post in prayer daily, and that I will discern by the Spirit of God, and I will be praying on a daily basis, and I will care about the body of Christ, and I will pray for revival, and I will pray for souls to be saved, and I will pray for my city, and I will pray for my family, and I will pour myself out in intercession. But I will also, by the authority given to me, use what Christ gave me to trample the dark side, to out it, expose it, expel it, and ask that God crush it. Then biblically you can explain the power encounters that occur. I want to encourage you again, study deeply 1 John chapters 1 through 5. Look at the experiences in the book of Acts when it comes to the early believers' engagement with the demonic. The Holy Spirit is in you as God Almighty, the Holy Spirit. And He has said in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, the Spirit says that many of these planos, you know, deceiving, seducing, imposter spirits, and they're here. That's the problem. The most spiritually counterfeited movement in the history of the church is here right now, the New Age movement. And it has sucked in to real, but wrong, and lethally wrong experiences. They're real, but they're wrong. They don't lead to God because they can't, and they won't. Anybody want an experience? Look at Jesus Christ, God in human flesh. He rose from the dead. He's the one offering to come literally into your life with the power of the Spirit of God, make a change, and plant the gift of eternal life. If you don't know Christ, I urge you to come to the living Christ. I urge you to shred the deception, renounce the deception, renounce the false spirits. And I pray for you as the listener, by the authority of Christ, if there is any planos deceiving spirits in on you or you've accepted, I pray right now and ask God to effect in you. And I pray, commanding this demonic presence be bound, broken off of you, and I ask the Lord to give you an encounter to free you so you can come to Christ, Jesus Christ. He loves you. He gave His life for you. If you're a believer, He gave His life for you. Now you give your life back to Him. And you step out and you become as powerful as you can and as fruitful as you can. Great things can be done. What we need in a day in which the ramping up spiritually has not only hit a pinnacle, it's not going to subside. With the great chaos coming and the rise of the Antichrist, the false prophet, we are in for the days of the, well, unprecedented spiritual powers, miracles, signs, wonders, visitations, manifestations, by depth, by width, by numbers, than ever in history. It doesn't negate the fact that every believer, greater is the one in you, Christ with you to the very end of the age, God Almighty, and his authority. But you've got to stand up. You've got to be bold in the Lord. You've got to grow. And I give you one great verse to memorize and to experience. Acts 9:22. Saul of Tarsus got saved. Saul of Tarsus got filled with the Spirit. Saul of Tarsus began to witness of Christ. And in that chapter 9 of Acts, it says, he grew more and more powerful. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar. God's love to you. Come to our shows during the week if you can. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live. Tuesday, 7 p.m., live. Sunday nights, two-hour program, live, with chat and call-ins and so forth. That's at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to shatterthedarkness.net. You'll see a bunch of stuff. Don't forget the conferences and events and other things coming to you. God bless you.